there, and welcome back to Blazing English. I'm your host, Ken, and I'm so glad you're joining me today for another comfortable chat. This podcast is your daily companion on your journey to mastering English. Here, we believe the best way to learn a language is naturally, through the rich stories, vibrant culture, and everyday conversations of real people. Today, we're continuing with our delicious weekly theme, which is all about American food. Specifically, we're going to explore one of the most beloved, delicious, and significant meals in the entire United States. We're talking about Thanksgiving dinner. We'll discuss why this single meal is so incredibly important to families across the country. Before we dive into the history and the warm feelings of this holiday, let's take a quick look at five key words and expressions that you'll hear during our episode today. Listening for these words will help you understand the story better. Today, we'll hear the words feast, to gather, grateful, stuffed, and leftovers. Keep your ears open for these five expressions as we talk, and don't worry about memorizing them right now. We'll review each one of them and explain their meanings in detail at the very end of our show. Thanksgiving is a very special and unique holiday in the United States. It always takes place on the fourth Thursday of November. Unlike many other major holidays in America, Thanksgiving isn't about buying expensive gifts, putting up bright lights, or wearing fancy clothes. Instead, it's a simple day dedicated to food, family, and appreciation. For almost every American, the absolute highlight of the day is the big dinner. We often refer to this meal as a feast because of the incredible variety and amount of delicious food on the table. The preparation for this feast actually starts several days in advance. People spend hours in the kitchen chopping vegetables, baking pies, and roasting the turkey. As the food cooks, the entire house fills with a rich, warm aroma. You can smell the sweet pumpkin pie, the savory herbs in the stuffing, and the roasting turkey. It's a comforting scent that instantly makes you feel at home. But Thanksgiving is about much more than just eating good food. At its heart, it's about human connection. It's a time for family members and close friends to gather under one roof. Because the United States is such a large country, families are often spread out across different states. People will travel long distances, facing busy airports and crowded highways, just to be together for this one special afternoon. To gather with the people who matter most to you is the true spirit of the holiday. It's an opportunity to slow down, share stories, and enjoy each other's company. Before the big meal actually begins, many families share a beautiful tradition. They take a moment to talk about what makes them feel grateful. Sitting around the table, each person might share a few positive things that happened to them during the past year. It could be something big, like a new job, or something small, like spending time in nature. Expressing what you're grateful for helps everyone focus on the positive aspects of life. It creates a warm, emotional, and loving atmosphere of appreciation before the eating starts. And then, the eating begins. The dinner table is completely covered with classic dishes. There's always a large roasted turkey, creamy mashed potatoes with hot gravy, sweet cranberry sauce, and vegetable dishes. Most people try a little bit of everything. In fact, it's very common to eat so much that you feel completely stuffed. Feeling stuffed is almost a tradition of its own. After eating, people often sit together on the couch, watching a football game, or just chatting happily because they're too full to move. However, the magic of this meal doesn't actually end when the table is cleared. In fact, one of the most exciting parts of the holiday happens the very next day. Because families prepare such a massive amount of food, there's always a lot left over. These leftovers are packed into containers and kept in the refrigerator. For the next few days, people enjoy cold turkey sandwiches, reheated potatoes, and extra slices of pie. For many Americans, eating these leftovers is just as fun and delicious as the main meal itself. Now that we've explored the meaning behind this special holiday, let's take a few minutes to review the five key words and expressions we heard today. Our first word is feast. A feast is a large, splendid meal, typically prepared for many people to celebrate a special occasion. For example, you might say, "The family prepared a wonderful feast to celebrate their grandmother's 80th birthday." Next, we have the verb to gather. To gather means to come together in one group or place. For instance, you could say, "Every summer, our neighbors gather in the park for a big outdoor barbecue." Our third word is merci, is grateful. Grateful is an adjective that describes the feeling of being thankful or appreciative for something good in your life. An example of this is, "I'm extremely grateful for your kind help with my new project." Fourth, we have the word stuffed. In everyday conversation about eating, stuffed is a very common adjective that means feeling extremely full because you've eaten a large amount of food. For example, you might hear someone say, "I ate a huge bowl of pasta and now I'm completely stuffed." Finally, our fifth word is leftovers. Leftovers is a plural noun that refers to the food that remains uneaten at the end of a meal, which is saved to be eaten later. For example, "We had too much chicken last night, so we're eating the leftovers for lunch today." Learning a new language is a gentle journey that happens naturally over time. By listening to stories like this every single day, you're making incredible, steady progress with your English, so please be proud of your efforts. You're doing a wonderful job, and every single step counts. It is a truly perfect way to practice your listening skills daily. I hope you enjoyed our look at this beautiful American tradition today. I would love to invite you to join me again tomorrow for our next episode. We'll continue with our weekly theme of American food, but we'll explore a completely different side of it. We're going to talk about classic American diners and comfort food. We'll explore why these cozy, retro, and friendly restaurants are so important to American culture, and what kind of delicious, simple, and warm meals you can find there. They are such wonderful places to visit. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today. This is Ken, wishing you a beautiful day ahead. Take care, keep listening, and I'll see you next time on Blazing English. Goodbye.